Welcome all back to another episode of the Hamster Cast. We are, of course, the Kings of Carries, first, only, and therefore best podcast. And Mike, Tiger King is taking the country by storm, taking our league by storm. Figured what better way to spend our Friday night than to do a Tiger King themed episode, dedicating each character in the series to a GM in our league.
Really excited about this episode, Mark. I think it's our first ever themed show that we've done. Based on, like you said, the Tiger King show that's taken the country by storm. Really looking forward to this one.
Couldn't agree with you more, Mike. I feel like we've done some themed ones before. I'd have to go back and check the history books.
Yeah, maybe one of our fans will remember and email us.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe they'll hit us up at hamstercast@gmail.com.
That's hamstercast@gmail.com.
Speaking of which, we pleaded and begged for some sort of messages after our last episode. Didn't get any. Zero.
That's weird.
Yeah.
We're used to getting a lot of squeaks from our fans.
I know. We used to get squeaks all the time. And we really want to come out with some content, and we would appreciate some sort of guidance as to what kind of content it should be.
Yep, and that's hamstercast@gmail.com.
Thanks, Mike. All right, let's hurry up and get to it here. We're going to go by no particular order. We're going to first name the character in the show, and then you and I will each say which GM we think most closely resembles this character.
Sounds good, Mark.
All right, you want to lead us off?
Sure, why not? So, Mark, in this show, there's one character who disappears unexpectedly. We all know Carol Baskin's former husband, Don Lewis. He disappears without a trace. We don't know where he went. We don't know if he's in Costa Rica or if he's dead or if he went into the meat grinder. And there's one league member who also has a history of disappearing unexpectedly, and that's Jordan Gray. When we were on Shriver's bachelor party, in Vegas, there was a long period of time where we had no idea where he was. We didn't know if he was sleeping. We didn't know if he was with three women back in his hotel room. We had no idea. And so for the unexpected disappearance, I have Jordan as Don Lewis.
Actually, I don't have anyone for Don Lewis. I got to say, I like your analysis. It is kind of funny to hear Don's ex-wife talk about his wandering eye and how she was still there supporting him. It kind of seems like a vestige of the past. I feel like that if that were to happen nowadays and someone were a serial cheater, I feel like we wouldn't just refer to them as a wandering eye. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, it's a really nice way to put it, and a very accepting way to put it.
All right, so since I don't have anyone for Don, next we'll move along. Let's go with Joshua Dial next.
Okay, the campaign manager.
Yeah,
right?
Joe's campaign manager. Joshua Dial is a guy who is kind of behind the scenes. He's making sure everything runs smoothly, never gets any praise for any of his really hard work. He's kind of the only normal dude in a group of a bunch of weirdos. I've got the commish himself, M. Schneids.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, he's like kind of the voice of reason of the show. Yeah, I like that one. I like that one. I had a different one for commish, and I'll get to that one later.
So nothing for Joshua Dial?
No, I didn't. I didn't do one for him.
All right. You can go next.
Next up, so We're all familiar with Joe Exotic's, one of his husbands, Travis Maldonado. And Travis, I mean, obviously he had a tragic ending to his life. But while he was alive, he had a great way of living his life. He was full of energy. He loved to crazily ride a four-wheeler all around the park, on meth, on a lot of drugs. He was described as a pothead from hell. And like one of our league members who I'm about to disclose to you, when he fell for Joe Exotic, he fell hard and he fell fast. And for that reason, his affinity for driving the four-wheeler while intoxicated, his knack for falling hard and falling fast, we've got Sean Umstead.
That's a great one, Mike.
Yeah. And for those who weren't there for the four-wheeler analogy, this was at Alex Warren's mountain house. And Sean, I believe, told us all that he saw God and he met God as he was completely hammered driving a four-wheeler around the side of a mountain.
I'm really sad I missed that trip. I didn't know about the God aspect of the story.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'd like to pick Sean's brain about that one.
Yep.
So for Travis Maldonado, mine's a little more straightforward than yours. He's tall, handsome guy, athlete, and all he does is smoke weed. Who better than weed smokers himself? Jordan.
That's a good one. That's a good one. All
right. Moving on. Next up, we got Bhagavan Doc Antle.
Okay.
So Bhagavan is a very successful guy. He lives really far away from every other major player in the story. Still not really too sure how they're all connected. He's basically the legit version of Joe Exotic. And much like Matt, too, is the legit version of all of us trying to figure out what the hell we're doing in fantasy football. I've got Matt, too, as Doc Antle.
Oh, wow. So I went a little bit different direction with Doc Antle. And, you know, although his name is Doc, he is actually a fake doctor. Like one of our league members, he has a slew of young women who work for him. He also has shown an incredible ability to lure these young women in with a unique trick of sorts. And for our league member that I have for Doc Antle, it's Dustin Prusik. And for Dustin's trick of luring the young women in, this was his eat it trick back from high school, where he would, I don't know how to describe this exactly, but playfully.
It wasn't sexual.
It wasn't at all.
Yeah.
It was very just like playful and kind of funny, and he would like take like the remote and put it in like a girl he was flirting with's face and be like, eat it! And, now, Dr. Bhagavan Antle's version of that is much more sexual.
Right.
But for that reason, I have Dustin as Doc Antle.
That's a really good one, Mike. I think that's going to go down as your best, if I had to guess.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
All right. You want to lead us off next one?
Yeah, for the next one, where am I going to go with this? All right. So, this character in Tiger King, Saf. So she, right in the beginning of the show, she had a tragic accident where her arm was ripped off in the cage of the, by a tiger, you know, when she stuck her hand into the cage. But she, within a week of having her arm amputated, she was already back at the park working again, you know, just approaching life with the right attitude. And for that reason, I have the real Mike Anderson as Saf, because he had the metaphorical experience of having his arm ripped off right in the beginning of his tenure in the league by getting last place, by getting the fat head. But he went right back to work the next year, didn't make excuses, you know, had a chill, laid-back mentality about it, and sure enough, he was in the playoffs the following year.
It's interesting, Mike. That's a good one. And to further your point, that fathead that the old Mike A didn't put up of C's got its arm ripped off. So, I mean, that's pretty cool. All right, I didn't have anyone for her, so we'll move on. Next up, we got John Finley.
Okay.
And this is the GM. This is, of course, Joe Exotic's second husband. And the GM that this reminds me of is someone who looks kind of like John Finley. And more importantly, it's someone that if I could picture any one of us being talked into being gay, even though he knew he wasn't really, it would be you.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Thoughts?
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that one, Mark.
All right, that's fine. You can sit on it.
Yeah.
Did you have anyone for Finley?
No, I didn't have one for him. I was thinking about using him for Dustin, because of the teeth, like something in there, the teeth, but I couldn't quite make the connection. So yeah, I ended up not having one for him. All right, so I got the next one. Let's see, where am I gonna go with this? All right, so next character, he had a not a big role, but he was more prominent in the early parts of the show. This was Mario, who was the former cocaine dealer turned exotic animal owner. And what this character has in common with one of our league members is that he used an illegal money-making operation to fund other illegal habits of his. And for that reason, I have Shriver as Mario, because when we were in college, Shriver had an illegal or knockoff shoe company where he and Scott Campbell would buy these like knockoff Chinese made shoes, Nike shoes, and then sell them for at like, you know, three times what they bought them for. And then, you know, use that money for other you know, underage drinking, the normal things that that a college student might do. So for that reason, I have Shriver as Mario.
That's a good one, Mike. I actually didn't have anyone down for Mario.
All right.
But that kind of leads into this next one I got. I feel like next time or next character we should tackle is Jeff Lowe.
Okay.
And so his whole tactic of sneaking tiger cubs into hotels reminded me a lot of Shriver sneaking those shoes into his trunk and then driving them around and selling them to people.
So that's what you had for Shriver.
So I had Shriver as Jeff Lowe, strictly for that reason.
Nice. Yeah, that's a good one. I can see that. Jeff Lowe was... I liked his character. I mean, I know he's a real person, but I thought he added a lot to the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had one for Jeff Lowe as well, and they referenced multiple times that Jeff Lowe loves Vegas, right? He loves the party life. He loves the fast life. When they're rebuilding their new zoo, it's like a mile away from a casino on the border between Oklahoma and Texas, which is exactly what I think this league member would do if he was building a zoo, is build it right next to a casino. And also, they describe Jeff Lowe as that he doesn't care who he screws over. And this one really strikes a chord with me because, you know, about 5 years ago, this league member really screwed me over, and he didn't care. You know, he lost Colin Kaepernick fair and square in a arm wrestling match late at night on a drunk night, and just refused to give him up. And sure enough, you know, the next time I played this league member, Colin Kaepernick, who shouldn't have been on his team anymore, scored him like 32 points on Monday night and beat me in the week. So for that reason, I have C's as Jeff Lowe.
You know, it's interesting that you think back on that as he was screwing you over.
Right. It should be Jordan.
Right. It wasn't you who got screwed over.
But we're all narcissists when it comes to fantasy football.
Of course. Yeah, another good comparison for C's to Jeff Lowe is he doesn't mind having sketchy players on his team. Whether it be Alan Glover or Tyreek Hill, as long as it gets them to the top.
Great point, Mark.
Thanks, Mike. All right. Who we got next? You want to go?
That was me, so you go next.
All right. Next up, let's knock out Carole Baskin.
All right.
So Carole Baskin, her... her whole thing is that Joey Exotic is this really bad guy for what he's doing with these animals. Meanwhile, she's doing pretty much the exact same thing, only slightly different. Some might call it pretty hypocritical. And it reminds me a lot of back in your tanking season. Sorry to bring it up, but... one of the more hypocritical things I've ever seen was this league member being really against you tanking, even though this league member had tanked prior, a couple seasons prior, and this league member wrote an op-ed about how upset he was that you tanked, and then the following week he called into the Hamstercast and told us that he... change his mind and he's for tanking. And this league member is, of course, Sean.
That's a great one, Mark. I love that you brought it back to the great hypocrisy of my tanking season. You know, that was the year we lived together in Richmond, and you know how hard I took that, the public shaming that I took for that. And so I'm happy that you're bringing up the other side of that as well.
Who do you have for Carole?
So, Carole Baskin, there's no question in my mind that, I mean, this show, it's a cast of shady characters, of people doing illegal things. But for some reason, Carole Baskin, she's the villain. You walk away, and it's like, there's something about Joe Exotic that you like. There's something about, you know, the... Mario guy that you like. There's something about Jeff Lowe that you like. There's something about Doc Antle that you like. But Carole Baskin, she is just no question the villain of the show. And she's calculated. She's an incredibly tough negotiator. And for that reason, I've got Richie as Carole Baskin.
Totally agree, Mike. One other aspect of that. She's definitely the villain of the show in the viewer's eyes, which is what you were talking about. But not only that, every other main character in the show hates her.
Yeah, great point, Mark.
Yeah.
Great point.
And it's just, we all love to hate Rich because, you know, it's just the way he is. He's the nerd villain. And it's the league is better for it. But, yeah, I love it. Great comparison.
Thanks, Mark. All right, where are we going next?
All right, next up, we got Ranky.
I don't have one for him, but go ahead.
So Ranky, towards the end of the show, he worked at the farm or the zoo for 14 years. No one asked for his input during the trial, So he never voiced his opinion, even though he had been there from the start. Another thing that reminds me of this person is Renke has other passions, like race car driving. He went to a few races. I think a lot of us throughout the fantasy season get really caught up in fantasy, probably don't have too many other hobbies or passions at the time. But Renke seemed to, have his head in the right place. He was into things other than big cats. And for that reason, I've got Dust as Renke.
Nice. I like it, Mark. I like it.
Thanks.
Next up for me, this Tiger King character, Rick Kirkham. So he was, of course, the one who, for the majority of the, first two-thirds of the show, he was filming everything for what he hoped, was going to be a multi-million-dollar reality show. And as we see now, he was 100% right. About that. He saw what an incredible character that Joe Exotic was. He was, so the analogy for the league, he was watching everything. He knew everything that was going on in the park, in the zoo, with Joe Exotic. Yet everything fell apart for him when the alligator compound burned to the ground, and we don't know who did it, but he lost everything. And for that reason, I have the commish Schneids as Rick Kirkham, because every year he sees everything that's going on. He's the godfather of the league, yet every year in the season it just seems to fall apart and not work out for him.
That's a good one, Mike. Next up, we got Tim Stark. So Tim Stark is a guy who comes into the show with only a couple episodes left. He's kind of the newer character. You can tell he's feeling things out. He's not quite sure yet who's gonna screw him over. He does business with Jeff Lowe, which turns out poorly for him. He's just kind of getting his feet wet. But at the same time, you can observe him and tell that, down the road, he's going to be pretty damn good at what he does. I got Mando as Tim Stark.
Nice, good one, Mark. I have one for Tim Stark as well. He struck me as probably just the most like logical and practical guy on the show. And the comment he made when he was talking about Doc Antle, about how he said something along the lines of, I'm not as impressed with how he trains those animals, but how he trains those women. And, he just had a very unique, logical, and practical way of looking at things. And for that reason, I have you as Tim Stark.
Wow, how about that? That was a little less insulting than my John Finley for you. Right, last, certainly not least, we got Joe Exotic. So this person, it's really, I can't really say much about,
Actually,
actually,
no, it's not last.
it's not. All right, well, why don't you go with the person that I'm not thinking of?
Well, I have two league members left on my list.
Okay. I got one.
So, all right, well, I'll go then. All right, so
All
next,
right.
and it's not Joe Exotic. I'll save my Joe Exotic for the last one as well.
All right.
So this Tiger King character, Howard Baskin. Now, Howard Baskin, I just realized like he is one of the most or one of the characters who's just he's just winning on this show. He comes in, he replaces another character on the show, Don Lewis. He replaced Don as Carol's husband. He married her, who obviously, as we learned on the show, she inherited millions from Don's disappearance and death. And as the what I saw as the character who was just winning the most on the show, I gave the Howard Baskin analogy to my brother Matt, because he has been without a question the most winning league member that we have. he replaced another league member, Todd, and he's just been killing it the whole time.
Matt Dew replaced Todd?
Yeah.
Wow. Crazy stat.
Yeah, there you go. Bit of league trivia.
All right. Last, Joe Exotic. This guy, he's got a lot of personality. He likes the flash. He's the king, the current king. His nickname has a big cat in it, Mr. Panther himself. I got Zane.
Mark, that's great, because I have Zane for the Tiger King as well. I've got a couple things to add on that. You know, most people, they marry one person at a time. But not Joe Exotic. He marries two at a time. Most people have one kid at a time. Not Zane, though. He has two kids at a time. You know, he just popped out twins.
Yeah.
He also, his last team name in the league was Shots. And this was a throwback to, you know, Zane back in college and in our early 20s. He was always the guy taking a lot of shots. And as we saw throughout the show, Joe Exotic, both literally and metaphorically, was taking shots the entire time, both with his gun, with his business moves, with how he went after Carole Baskin. And for that reason, I have Zane as the Tiger King as well.
That's a great one, Mike. I think that's a great one to end on.
All right.
All right, Mike. That about wraps it up for us. Nice, quick episode. If anyone has any feedback or suggestions for another topic, hit us up at hamstercast@gmail.com. Mike?